Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends. This episode is another one where we answer questions about vitamin C. So the questions we have today are, does vitamin C help with acne? Does vitamin C help with rosacea? And do the vitamin C derivatives work at all? We look at all the studies, we go into the evidence, and hopefully we give you some ideas about whether you should be using vitamin C and what type of vitamin C you should be using. Hope you enjoy the episode. This is a special episode because it's the first one that Natalie and I have done in person for since COVID started. So it was a really good fun episode to record. Enjoy.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends with me, Nia Patton.
And me, Natalie. My middle name is Francis.
Francis. Mm. Fran.
Fran.
I like that.
Yeah, it's nice.
So today we're doing an in-person podcast.
I can touch her if I wanted to.
Yeah.
We're in the same room podcasting for the first time in, well over a year.
Yeah, since COVID.
Mm.
Yeah, it is since COVID.
Mm.
Which is crazy because that's what we used to do every single time we used to get together and
yeah
all the time
in come over person. My house
yeah
you would
get pregnant
you were pregnant for a bit of it. I mean
yeah I totally was. So this is really exciting and fun and different because
We're on our second glass of cava.
Yep,
and it's going down really nicely.
And it's beyond unusual. I feel a bit discombobulated from seeing you and talking to you like this.
I do as well, but then there's no time lapse. There's no delay in our speech. So hopefully you'll make it a lot less awkward.
Yeah, because the internet makes conversations quite awkward sometimes.
It does, and it ends up sounding like a first date, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you go, oh, sorry, what did you just say?
I'm a Pisces or whatever.
Are you a Pisces?
No, I'm a Taurus.
I'm a Virgo.
What does that mean?
I haven't had sex.
Oh, yeah, but okay.
Yeah. It means I'm really focused on details.
Yes.
And I'm very organised.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually, I'm really a neat freak, which is really, really true.
Yeah, it's all true.
Unfortunately, I agree with it all.
Yeah.
I don't like displays of physical affection, which is absolutely true.
You don't, do you?
Not really.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I'll give my friends a hug. I'm not a monster.
Yeah, you just pat them on the shoulder and tell them it's time to stop.
I understand that this is part of normal socialising and I will perform this.
I'm a Taurus, so Taurians are, really stubborn. But hardworking and loyal and like touch. So unfortunately, we love being touched. No, we're not compatible.
No.
Do not go out with me.
No.
But then actually, Hayden is not a toucher either.
Is he not?
He does not like holding hands in public.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
I know.
The least scientific thing ever. What star sign is he? Why am I asking this?
He's an Aquarius.
Oh, I don't know anything about them. So today, again... Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about actual scientific things that are proven rather than bullshit star signs, which I believe in.
I find them amusing, though. I think they're funny. And
yeah, of course they are. But also, a lot of them are quite correct in terms of like characterization of people. I do find them
It odd that how bang on my star sign is. I don't believe it at all, but I just find it funny and strange.
Yeah.
And I love how everyone's interested in it and talks about it like it's a real thing. I find it really amusing.
It is amusing.
Yeah.
What is not amusing is, well, it is amusing. We do this for our amusement, but it's vitamin C.
Vitamin C again.
Again, for the third time. You have not accidentally pressed play on
Another
podcast. Yes. This is part three of our vitamin C chat, and it's all down to the fact that Nia cannot stop researching because she's a Virgo.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm obsessed. Not obsessed, but I just thought of different questions that needed answering, and I was like, well, let's find out if there's any information. Because vitamin C's so well studied, so there's generally more research on it. Mm-hmm. So something like vitamin C and tretinoin will have more like actual evidence behind it.
Yes.
And so we can actually find out the answers to some of these questions because people will have studied them. Whereas something like, I don't know, like bakuchiol, there aren't any studies about that at all of any sort. So yeah, it's quite interesting to read all the studies and see what they say.
Bakuchiol, by the way, is every skincare brand loves to market as the natural alternative to retinol. Which is a bit nonsensey, really, without any of the irritation. So plant-based retinol, but do you use anything with bakuchiol in?
I had a 1% bakuchiol from Revolution Skin, and it was didn't do anything at all, as far as I could tell.
Yeah, I kind of like the irritation.
Yeah, you know it's working.
Yeah, quite.
Yeah, it's like retinol without the fun.
Yeah. So a friend of mine has just started on her tretinoin journey, and she said, "What do you think of bakuchiol?" So I knew what was coming, and I was like, don't do it, Nick, because
it's a waste of money.
She's been on, and she's got hyperpigmentation. So she's been on it, a Dermatica prescription for a month. I was doing some month though, and this person's in her 40s has gone from using zero retinoids ever, right to the gold standard, but also this kind of strongest. And I was like, your face is peeling off, and you stopped sunbathing. This was a serious sunbather, a non-SPF wearer. So I was like, loads of things are happening right now. And also, you do get to the point, and I don't know whether you remember this, the very first time you started using tretinoin, but I definitely remember my pigmentation looking worse.
Yeah, because there's more blood supply, it's irritated.
Yeah. So actually right, so my tan is fading, the patches that I want to fade are actually looking darker, and I look pale as fuck.
Yeah, and
so
also red.
I want to stop this.
And your skin is sort of, like, do you ever get that with tretinoin where your skin starts peeling off around the edge of your chin? So you've got this weird, like, dead skin beard.
I don't put it there. I never put it there, put it on so it goes around my cheeks. And because I've been running outside a lot, I find that is really irritated.
Yeah.
So the elements being on your face as well. Not in the day, but like early evening and things. And I find that, and obviously it's a change of season as well. So I've said to her, please stick at it. Please don't do bakuchiol.
No, don't.
You're about to turn a corner and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So you've come through to a point of retinization.
Yeah.
And you're thinking of sacking it all off.
Yeah.
For bakuchiol, which doesn't have any scientific evidence at all.
No,
don't do that.
Anyway, I've told her that in lots of messages. She's like, okay. Just leave me alone.
Listen.
I'm going to have to block you. Anyway, vitamin C.
Vitamin C. So we got to the point where we were answering the question of, can vitamin C help with acne?
Right.
What does science have to say about vitamin C and acne?
Okay,
because you had someone who was asking about whether that she can use it.
Yes, with acne. So with acne, but also with rosacea as well.
Yeah. So I had another question from someone else about rosacea. So I've done rosacea.
Oh, God, look at her. She's just gone for it.
Yeah, surprising. if I was looking for an acne treatment, vitamin C wouldn't spring to mind. Because I've got acne. I get like cystic acne on my chin, and I get blackheads. And when I use vitamin C, everything gets worse. Mm-hmm. Blackheads get worse, spots get worse. So I've kind of just stopped using pure vitamin C at all. So if you've got acne, I would say no. Just leave it alone.
All your research must have sent you into a bit of a tailspin, though, because obviously the studies have shown that if it's a derivative, it ain't going to have the same effect.
Yeah, that's it. So
how do you feel?
Well, actually, There is a derivative that can help with acne.
Oh, I can't wait for that bit.
Yes.
Take us there.
Yeah. So while I was trying to find out if there's any studies for vitamin C and acne, I didn't find any. There's no evidence that vitamin C can help with acne at all, apart from one particular derivative. But I got a couple of quotes from studies. So, the integrity of the skin barrier may be related to the differentiation of keratinocytes, which affects the function of skin barrier and causes skin diseases. Vitamin C enhances the late differentiation of keratinocytes and overcomes differentiation-dependent oxidative stress and maintains the integrity of the entire cuticle,
okay,
which is an important prerequisite for the integrity of the skin barrier, ensuring function of the skin barrier and preventing skin water loss, which can lead to skin disorders. And that is from Wang in 2018. Okay. And if you want to find the entire reference, then if you head to our blog, which is at skincarewithfriends.com,
mm-hmm,
we'll have all of the reference so you can read the entire study if you want. So basically what it's saying is that vitamin C helps with the health of the skin. So in acne, so the basically what happens, the skin, dead skin cells are rising to the top of your skin and then they should be shed and lost.
Okay.
In acne, that might not happen correctly.
Okay.
So the dead skin cells don't rise to the top and are not lost. So you end up like the sort of buildup of dead skin and blockage of the pores,
okay,
because of the dead skin cells that, which aren't being lost properly. So vitamin C helps the skin sort of turn over properly.
Yeah.
It improves the health of the skin and improves the barrier. So just increases the sort of the well-being of the skin and makes,
okay,
it work properly. So I can see that that is a good thing,
mm-hmm,
and should make your skin look more normal.
Okay.
And work better and heal better.
Okay.
So, you know, that doesn't sound bad for acne to me.
So is it then that the pure form of vitamin C is just irritating, and so,
yeah,
therefore that's just not going to marry well with skin that's already sort of inflamed because,
yeah,
of acne?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the derivative of vitamin C that would be good to use then if you have acne?
Sodium ascorbyl phosphate.
Oh,
so
well,
like magnesium, mm-hmm, ascorbyl phosphate, but sodium.
Okay.
And it's in quite a lot of skincare products.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was a study, a proper study. Woolery Lloyd et al. In 2010 did a randomized double-blind control study on 50 sufferers and treated them with 5% sodium ascorbyl phosphate, and they saw up to 71% improvement in their acne. And there was,
whoa,
another study, which is an open study. So that means there's no blinding, so it's not as good quality.
Okay.
Showed that sodium ascorbyl phosphate worked better than the doctor's favourite, benzoyl peroxide.
Right. Wow.
And that was a study by Aikino in 2004. Yeah, so sodium ascorbyl phosphate is a derivative, so it's more stable and it's better tolerated. It doesn't irritate the skin. So it might be something that you might think about grabbing as an acne sufferer,
okay,
because it's easy to get hold of,
okay,
and it's a pretty low risk ingredient.
I don't know if you follow Shireen Idris, who's a
no,
dermatologist in New York. She's,
yeah,
brilliant. She's weirdly, it's the season of vitamin C,
I know,
research and blogging.
Flipping.
So our favorite Lab Muffin, who is a, well, she's a chemist, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
and she's just
chemist
in a really big deep dive into vitamin,
yeah,
C as well, which
it's
is
weird,
fascinating.
They're
but completely
copying us.
I know, but totally mirrors what you've said. But I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And also Shireen Idris said exactly the same thing. And this just popped up today for me.
Yeah.
So obviously L-ascorbic acid, she said, great benefits, but not for sensitive or acne-prone skin.
Yeah.
And then sodium ascorbyl,
cool,
phosphate, great for acne-prone skin. Then she goes in with a magnesium ascorbyl phosphate, great choice for sensitive skin. But what she's saying is tetrahexyldecyl ascorbate. She's a winner, similar to L-ascorbic acid, but way less irritating and suitable for sensitive skin.
Yeah, It's just whether it works. And, you know, do we have the research that shows it works? I don't think we do.
Yeah.
We don't have very good research about the derivatives.
Right.
And the research we have got isn't very positive.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ugh.
But, yeah, sodium ascorbyl phosphate can help acne in, you know, as a completely separate ingredient, even though it's related to vitamin C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's great.
That's one to grab. So there are certain products that you can get that have it. So we've got Inkylist C50 Blemish Night Treatment, which is 5% sodium ascorbyl phosphate,
mm-hmm.
and also has 2% salicylic acid, and that's $12.99.
Is that why they call it a night treatment then, rather than a day one? Because I would slap that one in the morning.
Yeah, I don't get why. I mean, like, salicylic acid doesn't sensitize your skin to light.
So. No.
I don't see why that's a night treatment. I've got it, and it's not like a night treatment sort of texture.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's a leave-on mask type thing that you have to
rinse off.
Yeah,
it's not like gross that you couldn't go outside. It's quite watery.
Is it like a serum then?
Yeah.
Or? Right, okay.
Yeah.
Watery. Yeah, use it in the day.
That's fine. I tell you it's fine, it's fine. Typology vitamin C 11%. That is sodium ascorbyl phosphate. So it kind of looks like it would be ascorbic acid, but it's not. It's sodium ascorbyl phosphate.
Okay. I kind of got an issue with Typology, which is purely the dinkiness of their bottles and their pathetic pipettes.
Yes.
Because I am whacking that stuff. So basically, Nia very kindly shared with me some of her haul, and some of it was like a hydrate and bounce serum to use in week one of your period. If your cycle week two,
the periodic serums,
which is great, and it's the serum itself is beautiful,
it is.
Really, really nice, and the hyaluronic acid is fine. It's quite gummy, but it's fine. But it literally nothing comes out of that pipette.
No,
you've got to put it
all the way in, squeeze it, hard as you can, let it go, and then
maybe
pull
it out. Third will come out. Though.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
It's a bit of a fiddle, isn't it?
Total waste of packaging. Because I just think, just put it in 20 mils or 30 mils, not these tiny 50 mil bottles.
They're really small little bottles.
Yeah,
they look cool though.
They look lush. Absolutely,
so
I can't bring myself to throw them away. They're so cute.
Yeah, you almost want to put something else in it afterwards.
Looks
like
a French apothecary type.
Yeah,
deal.
Really, really
and,
good.
And actually, I think the ingredients are lovely as well. Just a real shame about the packaging. But anyway.
Yeah, it's a bit of a difficulty to get the thing out.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you're in a rush, you just go, I can't be bothered with
that. But the retinol cream you gave me of theirs is lovely.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah,
see,
it's
I
really
found
nice.
That pilled.
Oh, did you?
It's just impossible to work into my skin. It just
turned into
balls. Yeah.
I only use it at night.
Yeah.
Only. So if I'm using tretinoin top half of my face, I'll use that on the bottom half.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I don't nothing pills because it's the last thing I put on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I always get pilling with loads of stuff that nobody else seems to worry about. I don't know if it's just my oily face just sends ingredients flying.
I have also had pilling and I can't remember what it's with. It might be with Geek and Gorgeous, actually.
Okay, the vitamin C.
Yeah.
And Face Theory has quite a lot of products that have it. As sodium ascorbyl phosphate
great.
As an ingredient. Yeah.
Face Theory's a winner too.
I like that, yeah.
It's pretty good. It's really well priced. They kind of do a fragrance and unfragrance
line.
Yes,
I love that idea.
Yeah.
You can choose whether you want fragrance or not.
But their range is massive.
Yeah, there's loads.
Like, there's just so many things. That's the only thing I think, actually, this could be a bit of a minefield.
Yeah.
There's just so many products.
And lots of them have got the same ingredient.
Yeah.
So there's lots of sodium ascorbyl phosphate and lots of niacinamide.
Yes. I think they put niacinamide in everything.
Yeah.
And I used a vitamin C, I think it was Regeneracy serum, and it did smell like ski peach yogurt. And do you remember it really pilled and they sent me another one and it was much better.
Oh, really? That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was a problem with it.
Yeah. But anyway, that was nice.
Yeah. So, and the other possible benefit that vitamin C could have for acne sufferers is that studies have found that acne sufferers get a lot of squalene oxidation in their skin.
Okay.
So your skin will naturally produce squalene. That's like the oil that your skin makes.
Okay.
And quite often the squalene in your skin will go off.
Okay.
And acne sufferers get that a lot more
okay.
than other people. They've, like, you know, they've analysed the squalene in acne sufferer's skin. And so there's a theory that antioxidants could help with acne because it can stop this squalene oxidation.
Okay.
So vitamin C would work for that. But I as an acne sufferer, I would use loads of antioxidants. Not necessarily, doesn't have to be vitamin C, but I can see like that antioxidants would work for acne-prone skin because there's an oxidation going on in the skin, which is helping to trigger acne. So yeah, antioxidants are a good thing for acne-prone skin.
Okay.
But maybe not vitamin C because it's so irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And check out sodium ascorbyl phosphate.
Which is everywhere.
Yeah. I think, you know, the thing is about all these vitamin C products, when I was trying to find the good vitamin C products, which have got the things that we need the vitamin C products to have, loads of products are just called vitamin C serum.
Yeah.
But they don't have pure vitamin C at all. They've got derivatives. Yeah. And they're not really marketed.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think a couple of episodes ago you were saying, oh, there's a really good one in Superdrug. The Superdrug vitamin C is supposed to be great, you said. And I checked, and it's not pure vitamin C.
No way.
Yeah.
But then loads of them do that.
Yeah.
They'll just...
little con.
Say whatever, won't they?
Yeah. Whatever it takes to get you to spend your money. So the next question is, does vitamin C help with rosacea?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a preconception about that question?
I would have just thought that anything that has your skin looking red and inflamed is probably not going to be helped by something that's also going to increase that irritation, because I don't suffer from rosacea. However, when I use pure vitamin C on my face, I do definitely get the blushes.
Redness. Yeah. So the question was, vitamin C and rosacea, good to go, not go? What about...
Oh, I think I know who asked that.
Yeah.
Is it our lady in Canada?
Don't know. Yeah.
She actually sent me magnesium ascorbyl phosphate. She
That's a nice thing to do.
It was lovely because it was after they stopped stocking it.
What about alongside prescription creams for said rosacea? So it's a good, really good question. So I sort of heard like around that vitamin C would be good for rosacea, and I googled it, and there's loads of articles on Google just like vitamin C is great for rosacea. You know, there's articles on clinic websites and blogs, and like, you know, websites like Birdie and Cosmo, that sort of thing. But when I did a Google Scholar search to see if there's any studies, there's no studies.
Wow. And it's such it's such a common thing, rosacea as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not something that anybody's checked. Whether it works.
Well, isn't that strange?
Or not.
Yeah.
I know. I was really, really, really surprised because it's mentioned quite a lot that you should use it for rosacea. So this is a quote from a study. So this is, you know, when you do a Google Scholar search, there's pretty much just these two quotes come up. So Jones in 2009 says, although the pathophysiology of rosacea is multifactorial and incompletely understood, there is increasing consensus that inflammation is the central process in rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
This inflammation is linked through a variety of mechanisms to other processes, including UV damage, vascular changes, and oxidative tissue damage.
Mm-hmm.
The most effective agents against rosacea have anti-inflammatory properties, as with metronidazole. Oh, as with topical metronidazole, azelaic acid demonstrates significant anti-inflammatory activity in established in vitro assays and is able to inhibit neutrophil metabolic function and the release of reactive oxidative species. So that's barely any kind of information at all, but it's basically saying that UV damage and oxidative changes are central to the disease of rosacea.
Okay.
So vitamin C should work because it protects against UV damage and oxidation.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's not... Yeah. That's no evidence at all for benefit.
Isn't that mad that they haven't done studies about that, though, with vitamin C?
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, so there's another study that topical products formulated with niacinamide, feverfew, green tea, coffee berry, aloe vera, soy, oatmeal, vitamin C have all been shown in small studies to repair and replenish barrier function in rosacea-prone skin.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no small study that I can find to read and see if it's a good study.
Really?
Yeah. So it was just a mention of it in one study, that there was a study.
Yeah.
But there isn't. I can't find
it. You can't find it.
I can't find that study. No.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, antioxidants are good for rosacea, definitely.
Yeah.
Things that reduce inflammation are good for rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin C increases inflammation.
Yeah.
So, no.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'd say that vitamin C is a no-go for rosacea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, pretty much with no scientific evidence to support that theory, because there isn't anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe one day somebody will do a study and prove me wrong. Yeah, cause, you know, there's an idea that it could help because it's good for preventing sun damage, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, no scientific evidence at all for that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, you kind of want to incorporate that into your routine if you possibly can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think if you've got rosacea, don't try and use it. I would probably try and use something else, different antioxidants that aren't irritating at all, which is lots of them.
Yeah. So what would you suggest?
Azelaic acid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one. It works for rosacea.
Yeah.
It works for acne.
Yeah.
It's an antioxidant.
Great. Yeah. Does everything.
Yeah. Yep. It's fab.
I'm trying to really quietly gulp my carver.
Yeah. So we got a vitamin C product that I wanted to show you. So it's one of the list of good ones that have got the good ingredients and the right pH. So it's called Super Serum. It's got a serum with a C, so super carum.
Yes.
Like, and it's a cute little 15ml pump.
Yeah, how does it work?
Of serum. So it's quite cool because it's got like a little powder container inside it. So when you get it, you press the pump and the powder is released into the serum and you give it a good shake and it's fresh.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. So it's 15 mils, so it only lasts for like 15 days.
Okay.
So it doesn't go off. It's got 20% L-ascorbic acid.
Wow.
Glycerin, kelp extract, ferulic acid, and vitamin E.
Brilliant.
Perfect.
What's the vitamin E in the form of in there?
Tocopherol.
Okay.
That's what, you know, it's generally written down as. And it's, I think it's £15.
Oh, okay.
On Amazon, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that the only way it's available then through Amazon?
No,
they've got it through Amazon.
They've got a website as well.
You can buy cool.
Through. Yeah.
Are they British?
Yeah.
Wicked.
I know.
Even better.
Hooray.
Oh, well, when I'm done with my Geek and Gorgeous, I will definitely...
So how's the Geek and Gorgeous?
It's lovely. It's really, really nice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really nice. I do have to be careful with the pilling, though. So I kind of have to go in with the... Pyeongkangyol toner to sort
Pyeongkangyol.
Of de-pill before I apply anything else. Or I just have to leave it a really good 15-20 minutes.
And that
to
works
really
then,
sink
it?
In. And it seems fine then.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It's lovely. I really like it. I like the things that I've bought from there. This is the first time I've used them. And I bought three things and I really like them. The only thing is that I bought the Jelly Joker cleanser and it leaves a really nasty taste. Like, obviously, if you're cleaning your face, some of it
you can taste.
And it's super unpleasant.
Oh.
Very, very chemically. And
oh, no.
And it's a really, really it's a lovely jelly cleanser. It's really, really nice. Feels like it's doing good stuff. But
it's just mewling.
It is. Absolutely rank, unfortunately. But there we go.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Oh, no, I can see some graphs.
There's a graph!
Sorry!
So, yeah.
Show us your bar chart.
I was... The other question... I think, is everyone bored of these questions? Have I bored everyone away with my...
Well, not the people asking the questions.
No, okay. Do vitamin C derivatives have any benefits at all, and should we bother using them?
That's a really good question, though.
It is, isn't it, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'd rather use the derivatives because they're nicer to use.
Yeah.
And you don't get, like, the gross, you know, do you get that hot dog water smell with vitamin C? You know,
everyone
that
talks
gross
about
smell?
This, but yeah. I just don't get it.
No, I can smell it sometimes. Your hands turn orange, you get blackheads. It's just vitamin C life.
I can't remember if it was Lab Muffin or one of the other ones I was reading saying the hot dog water smell in those serums that are dupes for like SkinCeuticals is usually the ferulic acid.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if that's
okay.
True.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Mm.
Yeah, so a derivative would be great because you don't get that irritation and all of this tedious nonsense about having it fresh and having a low pH. So it would be nice for it to work. So this one study we've got about magnesium ascorbyl phosphate and melasma. Yeah, so, you know, we used to love using the ordinary one of these and it's just disappeared, sadly.
It's just, they keep saying it's out of stock, but they're lying. They're lying.
Yeah.
They've discontinued it and they haven't got the balls to tell me.
How weird. Why would they do that?
Oh, I loved it so much.
Yeah. So this is another iontophoresis study.
Okay.
So 3.75% of magnesium ascorbyl phosphate on one side of the face for 8 minutes twice a week for 12 weeks with iontophoresis.
Mm-hmm.
There was a significant reduction in the darkness of melasma in about 50%.
Wow.
Here is a graph.
Uh-oh.
So... This is basically the pigmentation going down. This is a placebo.
Okay.
So no treatment, the pigmentation was about the same.
Yeah, kind of levels.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, cool.
Yeah, that's great. But
good to know.
I just don't see magnesium ascorbyl phosphate in anything.
No, I haven't tried. I haven't checked that actually.
I don't see it in many products.
No.
Otherwise, I would have bought it in bulk. I just don't tend to see it.
No.
It was the ordinary that I found it, and it was just so lovely and low irritation. Great for sensitive skin.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
God, I miss it.
It was nice.
Mm.
Yeah, and there were similar results using a 20% ascorbyl glucoside, which the ordinary also does, and iontophoresis. So lots of studies will feature some, you know, a vitamin C ingredient and iontophoresis or microneedling.
Okay.
Because this stuff doesn't absorb into your skin very well.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference between iontophoresis and microneedling?
Iontophoresis is an electric current.
Oh, okay.
And microneedling is stabbing holes into
your skin. Literally putting holes in your face.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to buy a microneedling machine.
Okay.
I've done my research and I found a good one.
Okay.
Cool.
Can you do my face?
Yeah. Yeah. I will do your face.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, vitamin C used in combination with a full-face iontophoresis mask produced rapid improvement in appearance of melasma and post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation within 1 to 2 months in all skin types. Yeah. With daily skincare regimen, blah, 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 of UVB sunblock. Improvements were sustained for up to 54 months, which is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. But that is with iontophoresis, which we can't necessarily get in the house. So there isn't any research with the derivatives without the iontophoresis.
Okay.
Or pure vitamin C versus the derivatives.
Yeah.
There's no evidence about that.
Okay.
So there's another study I found, which is kind of space age. They used something called an atomic force microscope. I was all like, woohoo, when I read this.
I bet you researched then how to buy one.
This microscope can assess the physiochemical quality of cells, and they used it to check cells that they bathed in pure vitamin C, and ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate in different baths.
Cool.
And so they looked at the cells with this special microscope, and the cells had significantly higher collagen levels after 3 days of being bathed in 2% ascorbic acid. The ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate cells were exactly the same as the cells that weren't bathed in anything.
No way!
Yeah.
Wow.
So there was an obvious difference in the cells that were in pure vitamin C and the cells that were in ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate.
Also, how cool is that study, though?
Cool, yeah. I was like, ooh, look at this. This is cool. I was really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not looking so good for the derivatives.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, you know, magnesium ascorbyl phosphate might work for melasma.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no studies without special techniques. So we can't be sure if it works at all without those things.
Yeah. That's such a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sadly. That and the lack of sort of research for those with rosacea as well. Mm. That really sucks.
Yeah. We just don't have the knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. We need to sort of just start doing our own research facility.
Yeah, should we?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
We'll need funding.
A little bit. Can't just do it in your shed.
No, I haven't even got a shed. We need funding
for
that.
I've got a shed.
Okay, all right then. Anyway, yeah, so am I going to use vitamin C now? Because I don't use vitamin C normally. So since doing all this research, I feel that my thoughts on vitamin C have changed. Mm-hmm. It does sound a lot more positive. You know, it seems like vitamin C can just sort of help with skin health in general, and that sounds good. So I have been using a bit more vitamin C than I was. So I was, up until I got the Super Serum... Yeah, it's called Super Serum, isn't it? Super Serum with a C on the serum. Mm-hmm. I was just dissolving a bit of the ordinary powder in some water and some resveratrol and applying that and using my iontophoresis little handheld thing that I have. That I don't know if it works at all, but I'm using it anyway because it feels a bit zingy. So I'm doing that like once a week. And yeah, I think that my blackheads have got worse since doing that.
Oh,
yeah.
No, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's shit.
There'll be like a really black blackhead on my chin that I do. Yeah. Maybe I'm imagining it. But I want to try it a little bit more. So I'm going to give the Super Serum a whirl because that seems to be really well formulated.
And then if not then, would you go for something with sodium ascorbyl phosphate or would you just...
Yeah, maybe I'll try using it a bit more.
Try another antioxidant.
Religiously.
Because,
you know, I do what I do. And you know when you're in, like, you've got a routine of what you do. Like,
yeah.
Just hydration, azelaic acid.
Yeah.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use EUK if it's sunny or whatever. I'm going outside. And then the evening it's the same thing. Azelaic acid, wait a couple of hours, then tretinoin, hydroquinone. Yeah. So
it's really boring, like your whole skincare routine. I was thinking that this morning I was just looking at my shelf and thinking, God, everything is so pared down and boring.
Yeah.
Because of tretinoin.
Yeah.
Because you just can't mess with other stuff.
Yeah.
So another thing I got from Geek and Gorgeous was a really nice hydrating toner.
Yeah.
And it said like panthenol and NMF, and I was like, "Oh, that's
nice." That sounds good.
Yeah, but it had like salicylic acid in it and citric acid too. So I was like, "Okay, what's
that?" Must be really low down in the ingredients.
It is quite low down, but still, you know, because I got a nice acid exfoliating toner, and I didn't really want another one. But anyway, so I was like, "Okay, that's lovely." But apart from hydrating, there is literally bugger all, and now the vitamin C from Geek and Gorgeous, which is the dupe for SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic.
Yeah.
There's just nothing else. And sunscreen. So, I'm really bored.
Are you bored?
Yeah, I'm really bored. No, sometimes
your skin
just
looks beautiful, though.
It looks fine, but I think it's probably, like, it's very flushed and I can feel
heat. You look really pink in cheek.
Yeah,
you know,
I am really
pretty, though.
Pink in cheek. But I also find myself blushing and getting red a lot easier as well.
So you're kind of like turning into a sort of rosacea skin type almost.
Yeah, so that's why I'm really careful now. Obviously, there's no exfoliation, there's none of that going on because it's purely the tretinoin. But that does kind of just bore the rest of your routine a little bit. And that's what I was going to say about the dupes. So we were talking in the first episode, was the whole point, was what got the ball rolling really, was obviously the trifecta of greatness is vitamin C, vitamin E and ferulic acid. And obviously we were like, SkinCeuticals must have the patent on even the name, which they do, because that's what Lab Muffin Research told me. But also she told me that the man, their chief whatever chemist scientist who's done most of the research into that, his son is Mr. SkinCeuticals.
Okay.
So he then, as a result of all that research and just how effective it was in protecting against sun damage, became SkinCeuticals. So she was really careful because she said, I am a cosmetic chemist, so you know, people that dupe things kind of piss me off. However, these things that I'm going to list below are really good, and I'm not really sure why L'Oreal, who now own SkinCeuticals, I think, haven't just like wiped the floor with all these companies. And one of them is the Geek and Gorgeous, so it does get really great reviews and is you know, held up as a very good comparison. And so it's £10.50.
It's a really common ingredient, though. It doesn't seem fair that they can just like...
But maybe it's just about percentages. Maybe you can do that as long as your formulation is just literally...
Just put it at 0.9% instead of 1% or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're interested in that and the dupes, I would... like Lab Muffin's blog about it is is really interesting, and she's very careful with her words, but basically said, if you are looking for something before they all get taken to the cleaners by SkinCeuticals legal team. I'm not saying that Geek and Gorgeous, you know, are in breach of any patent law. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that perhaps there is next to no difference between those, and I'm not quite sure how they get away with it. Either way.
Grab some while you can,
some while you can before they get sued. If you can, if your skin can handle it. And that's the other thing. I am using that in the morning and using Tret in the evening. I do find the two things pretty...
A bit much.
Inflammatory, if you like.
Yeah. But, you know, they're good for anti-aging.
So. They are. Yeah. And my face looks like a happy apple, and I like it that way. A happy, shiny apple.
Hooray.
I know.
Yeah, so I don't know if we've made anybody's minds clearer.
I mean, that's not our fault.
No.
It's not our fault that the lack of studies to do with rosacea. So if you can, I think the moral of the story is then if you can, if your skin can take it, obviously use Pure. If not, then sodium ascorbyl phosphate, which, as Nia said, is pretty much in loads of things. I am now going to look at what magnesium ascorbyl phosphate is, especially if it's pretty good partnered with other treatments.
Yeah. So magnesium ascorbyl phosphate is probably better for melasma, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And sodium ascorbyl phosphate better for acne sufferers.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
And you know, ascorbic acid is best for everyone if you can take it, man.
Yeah, if you're just... rock.
Yeah. If you've got skin like rock. But yeah, maybe if you're not using tretinoin like us old hags.
In a way, I don't want to use it because I, even though it's having the best results ever, I just feel like I'm more free when I don't use it because it's so, even when it stops peeling and making you red, there's still that.
Still a bit touchy, isn't it?
It is just touchy. That's but it. Also, you know, we are 41 and 42.
I'm 42, yeah.
So we're not messing around with other types of retinoids.
We haven't got time to fuck about.
No, we don't. Nor do you. If anyone here is listening over 30, nor do you.
just get the sunscreen on all the time.
And get the prescription retinoids on. Don't mess around.
Well, the cat's just come. Oh, little pussy cat.
Oh. She wants you to make that pizza that I brought.
I'll make it in a minute, don't worry. Anything else to report and say? I've got my drunk elephant copy from Aldi on the table.
It looks just like
it's exactly the same.
Drunk elephant. Is it proteiny? Whatever.
Proteiny.
It's called?
Yeah. Try it. It's really nice. It's got a really nice texture.
You pump the little thing.
You pump the little pump.
I actually don't have anything on my skin at the moment.
Is that your natural skin, you bitch?
Yeah, you haven't put anything on, yeah.
Looks like you're wearing blusher.
I know, it's because I'm really red. Oh, yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it? It's not fragranced, but it's got like a sort of...
Oh, wow, that's a smell. Really nice, thick, luxurious fruit. How much did this cost?
£6.
Oh, my God.
£6.99.
It's a massive tub. It's 50 mils.
Yeah.
So this is a dupe for the protein.
Yeah,
is it
Drunk
protein?
Elephant Proteini.
Which is probably
It's got loads of peptides in it.
Oh, my God.
This one, yeah.
Probably about 70-odd pounds.
Yeah,
for the
I think
Drunk
68, I think, something like that, yeah.
Wow, this is gorgeous. That is so nice.
It's nice.
Do you know what? I miss a nice, luxurious moisturiser. That's the other thing.
Do you not moisturise?
I put natural moisturising factors on, but it's like boring.
It's kind of like...
Boring.
Makes my face feel sort of sweaty.
It makes mine feel quite dry.
Yeah, it is it.
Yeah. Unless
That's
I've
not
got
very good,
loads
is it?
Of hydration on underneath.
Yeah.
It's
nice with a bit of oil.
That's what,
in.
What I do. Mix it with raspberry seed oil.
Mm.
But yeah, that's lovely.
Mm,
Nick
really
Tualdi,
nice.
Everyone, before they get sued as well, because this
yeah,
is not
it's
good.
Really, really a copy.
Would you put that on the Instagram page?
I'll put it on the stories. Yeah,
that is so funny.
It is.
No, it's lovely. It's really, really nice.
It's
I
great.
Don't have an Aldi near me.
Oh, Aldi's the best.
I've got a Lidl. A Lidl. Aldi.
Yeah, I think I might go back there.
Yeah.
Get some more.
Stock up before they get rinsed by Drunk Elephant's lawyers.
Yeah.
It's which always, they will.
The thing about Aldi is just on the shelf for like 2 minutes, isn't it? And then it's sold and gone.
Yeah. That's lush.
Yeah. Really nice. Fair play.
Well done, Nia, for all your research.
I know.
You're so good.
I enjoy it. I do really enjoy it. I love like sitting there with my computer on my lap, searching things.
With your glass of carver.
My glass of carver and you. Have you watched that on Netflix?
Is that one about the guy that kills people?
Yeah, yeah.
Someone put, so I watched like the first two episodes and I was like, this is ridiculous.
So stupid.
And someone said, this whole thing could have been avoided if she just bought curtains. Because she just
she's
in broad daylight.
Yeah, she's just having sex with someone in the window.
Like, don't wank with the curtains closed. Don't be silly.
Yeah. It's really daft. It's really stupid.
Sometimes I just think, now I'm not watching much TV, so I really need to...
Oh, are you not?
If it pisses me off if I watch something that's not quality.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, no,
that's
this
the
is,
thing, isn't it?
You
can't take a risk on something that may let you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it's Halloween coming, I'm just really enjoying watching loads of... good scary
horror
stuff.
Films.
Yeah.
I tried to watch Jeepers Creepers last night.
Oh, that's too scary. I don't like it.
Oh, no. I started watching it and I'd watched it before and found it creepy. And I started watching it last night. I was like,
it was silly.
Too stupid. Like, what a bunch of twats.
What, the brother and sister?
Yeah, the brother and sister. So somebody drives into the back of them and he's
crazy.
Obviously incredibly crazy and psychotic.
Mm.
And so when they drive past his place, they notice him chucking what looks like a body down a chute. So when the guy drives off,
they go and
investigate. They go down the chute.
Oh, okay.
So instead of phoning the police, they go down the chute.
Yeah.
I was like, well, there you go. You deserve to be killed.
Yeah, but, that's just silly.
Yeah.
So Nia and I, hopefully, you're coming with me to watch The Thing in the cinema next week. If you can.
Yeah. There's stuff happening, isn't there? Birthdays next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Thing is a brilliant film.
It is. It's so great. So I've probably started... So when I had a stepdad at the age of 6 and he did what most people who are trying to win favours of children do.
What?
And basically go, oh...
He showed you The Thing
he was
at
like,
6 years old?
No, not like... I met him when I was 6.
Okay.
So when... And he used to love like horror books like Clive Barker and Stephen King and things. And he had a collection of horror films. So he had The Thing and Terminator. I think the first time I watched that, it was one of his VHSs. Anyway, so... And then I just fell in love with Kurt Russell.
From,
like,
yeah.
Very
so
young age.
Yeah.
He is so beautiful. He still is beautiful.
Yeah, very much.
But I think I've seen that film like, I don't know, 50 times maybe?
Really?
Yeah.
It's
but never
great
in the cinema.
Film.
So
no, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I'll still jump and I'll still shriek.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great film.
Yeah, so I don't know, Netflix, I'm not. If anyone can recommend something genuinely really well done and sinister and scary. And I don't like things like those franchisey Insidious films. They're fine, but they're not. It's not really my type of...
There's a film called Extraordinary I watched recently, and I quite like that. It wasn't very... It's scary in a way, but it's very, very funny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's set in Ireland.
I think I've seen it. It's really silly.
It's really silly. Yeah. It's so funny.
It's not new, though, is it? It's a couple of years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have seen it. It's very funny.
Yeah.
So, she's taking driving lessons.
Yeah, she's a driving instructor. Yes. She's a spooky driving instructor.
That actress, whoever she is, is she's so great. Good.
It's a good film.
Sure, she's not your podcast. Just go away.
Yeah, cool. I think we've done vitamin C to death.
To death.
Yeah.
Okay, what should we talk about next time?
I have no idea now.
No, I don't know. You just, put down the rabbit. We'll climb out the rabbit hole.
Yeah, the rabbit hole has been climbed down and I don't know where I am anymore.
No.
I don't know what we could do, but I'll think of it. Okay. And then we'll do it.
Okay, bye.
Sounds come good. And follow us on Instagram. Come join our Facebook group. Like and subscribe. Tick the box at the bottom. Smile.
Give
us a kiss.
And Nia is on Instagram as Nia Patton Looks, and I am Natalie SWF. And I love getting messages from people and listeners. I just love it.
I love it.
So nice. And when you respond, they go, "Oh, you responded." I'm like, "Yes."
Not very good at responding.
Oh, aren't you?
I go, I'll respond in a minute, and then like 17 other things happen, and
I'm good at responding.
Oh, okay.
I've got nothing.
Text Natalie.
I've got a third of the children you have, so
yeah, I've got so many children. They're all screaming. Wicked.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.